Blog Talk Radio.
Come get your blessings here.
Come get your blessings here.
Come get your blessings here. Come get your blessings here. I know a guy who just giving these away. He hold it down, you ain't even got to pay before they disappear. Come get your blessings here. Frustrated, feeling overstressed. All the bills are due, living in a mess. There is something here that is made for you. Sending praises up, we'll get those blessings through. He gon' hit the shoe, she gon' dance her do. They gon' sing a song and anything will do. Living to the fullest, according to his will. You gon' catch a blessing, he gives all worth a million. And people who's around me will think I'm talking crazy. I wouldn't worry about them, I just keep God's blessings. And I got them over here. Before they disappear, come get your blessings here. Come get your blessings here. Come get your blessings here. Come get your blessings here.
What's up, everybody? Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome again to Unreada's Crimson Cafe. I'm telling you, y'all, it's a beautiful, beautiful, it's a cloudy day out here in this Saturday morning in Dallas, Texas, but it's a beautiful day nevertheless. It's a little warm, a little cloudy, a little muggy, but that's all right. We'll take it all, because you know what? It's better than not being able to feel it at all. That's right. We'll take it. We'll take it, and we just want to thank God for it. So good morning, everybody. We have a wonderful special show coming up for you today. Y'all, my guest today, you are going to love him just as much as I do. I promise you, you will. I met him a long time ago. But y'all, let me tell you, once you meet him, you are not going to forget him. Y'all, I promise you, you won't. Now, listen, before I get ahead of myself and before I get too excited, because you know I do, we got to do things right. We got to kick things off right. So you know how we do. Bow your head and close your eyes. Bow and close. Thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And before we go another further, I got to say good morning to my mama, none other than Miss Edna Pemberton. Y'all call her Miss P. She's with me today, but she's over there sitting at the desk over there. Let me tell you something. We are broadcasting live at the shop at Redbird. Y'all, some of y'all know it as Redbird Mall. Some people still call it Southwest Center Mall. We are upstairs in the Dallas Entrepreneur Center, where we are attending. We're broadcasting live at this let me explain. I'm stuttering because I'm trying to explain. So there is a gentleman by the name of Curtis Corbin, right? He owns a transportation company, and he is going to deliver a very wonderful, he's going to address an awesome investment opportunity. And so he's going to come by and let people know about it. So this meeting begins. It's beginning right now. So listen, y'all, it's not too late to come up here. Once again, we are at the Southside Redbird, 3662 West Camp Wisdom Road, and we are upstairs in the Dallas Entrepreneur Center. And once again, that meeting is being held by the one and only Mr. Curtis Corbin, the owner, president, and CEO of the C. Lee Transportation. So it's not too late to come on up here. Listen, if you guys would like to tune in and listen to the show, you can listen to the show live. You can dial in at 515-605-9888. Once again, that's 515-605-9888. Got to say good morning to my guardian angels. Those are my four boys, Bryce, the producer, BJ, my drummer, Brian, the entrepreneur, and Sergeant Williams, who is in the U.S. Army and is stationed right now in Hawaii. So good morning to all you. And also, I got to say good morning to the girls, too, y'all. God didn't give me no girls. At least he didn't let me deliver any girls, you know, from me personally. But later on, he gave me some girls because three of my boys are married and I have two stepdaughters. So my honey bear, my baby bear, my sugar bear, and to my mahogany bear, and, of course, my honey bun. So good morning, ladies. Good morning, gentlemen. And my sisters, Jean, Lisa, and Myra, y'all are my rock girl. I got to say good morning to everybody, y'all, because, you know, people, they jump on you when you don't say good morning to them. And I got my little co-host with me right now, my granddaughter. Her name is Ms. She is an entrepreneur herself, and her she is the owner of Tajay Island, and they make lip gloss and lip balm and body mist and bath soak and bracelets and necklaces and hand sanitizer. She is 8 years old, and yes, she does all that. Say good morning, Jazzy.
Good morning.
That's her, y'all. And so I just want to say good morning to everybody. Now, listen, once again, if you are just waking up and tuning in, you can dial in to 515-605-9888. That's right, girl. Now, without further ado, I got to bring on my special guest this morning, y'all. I promise you, when I tell y'all, you are going to love him just as much as I do. And he's got some exciting news that I just saw on Facebook, but I'm going to let him tell y'all. I'm going to let him say it. I'm not going to spill the beans. I'm going to let him do it. So, you guys, let me go ahead and say it. I met him about 25 years ago. That's when my youngest son, Brittany, Sergeant Williams, he was a baby. He is now 26. And he was a baby. They used to pass him around church. I met him at Zion Baptist Church in Rowlett, Texas. Shout out to ZBC, Pastor Greg, Sister Greg. I love y'all. So at the time, the pastor was Pastor George Jackson. Well, he was a senior pastor. Well, but let me start over. By the time I joined Zion Baptist Church, Pastor Greg was a pastor, but Pastor Jackson was a senior pastor and his wife, Senior First Lady, Sister Hattie Jackson. And so they were still there, God rest their souls right now. But, you know, they had, church was strong. Zion Baptist Church, I mean, it was a wonderful church. I mean, very active. He was active in the drill team. And I think he was an usher. He was in the choir. He was one of the junior deacons or something. We called him Junebug back in the day, y'all. And he was just a kid when I met him. Not a kid anymore. Not by any means at all. So y'all give it up. Say good morning to my homie, my friend, my brother in Christ, Mr. Gregory McGill. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. God bless you. Ain't Rita, Mama God. Rita, Cousin Rita, all the Ritas.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be here today.
Man, I am so excited to have you on. It's like seriously, I really am. And I know, so I'm going to say this, Junebug, I'm still calling you Junebug, y'all.
No. That's what you know me as. It's okay. No time for formalities today. It's okay. You know me how you know me.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. Yeah, but I'm serious. When I tell you, involved when I first came to Zion, I had, you know, my, like I said before, I had four boys. My youngest one was a baby. They used to pass him around church. So I have four boys. Brittany was the youngest one. And when I tell you, when you find a church, when God sends you to a church that will help you grow, help your family, and when y'all get, for everybody who does all this church hopping and stuff, y'all start church hopping, okay? Get to where God placed you. Get somewhere and sit down.
Absolutely.
Now, if God moves you further elsewhere, then that's fine. But don't be church hopping just to be church hopping. Because I'm telling you. Right. And so, June, but you were there. This is what I call it, the different era, right? So when I got there, like I said, Pastor Greg was a pastor and Sister Greg was the first lady. But Pastor Jackson was a senior pastor emeritus, and Sister Jackson was the senior first lady. And I know, if I'm not mistaken, they had not long before I got there, just transitioned.
So
Pastor Jackson was still preaching. He was still in the pulpit. Right. He was still preaching. You know, everything else. Tayron was on the drums and was the director. Norman was there. When I got there, Norman was there, one of the musicians. And of course, Bruce, my husband at the time, was a musician. And later on, Tyrone came. Oh, Sister Jackson was on the piano when I got there.
Oh, yeah. She played for the Baddest Children's Choir.
Yeah. So when I got there and was playing for the Children's Choir, and boy, I got to tell y'all this story real quick. So, Junebug, when I got there, it was because Bruce had started going before me. He was playing every third Sunday for you guys. And I hadn't come yet. And because he knew Ann, we knew Ann from a while back, from years past. And so at this particular time, Ann's husband, Norman, was doing a workshop, a music workshop. And
I remember that workshop. I remember that.
He was doing a workshop. And I was there. And I had, since Bruce was a musician, I had learned the songs already. I had learned the song because he was practicing, he was rehearsing, so I knew the songs. And so by the time I got there, he was teaching the songs, and I was in the choir. I was in the alto section. And then I saw a lot of children, they were on the left-hand side, and they were just playing stuff, and the parents kept saying, y'all come here, sound, be quiet. And they kept saying, so then I went over there and started playing with the kids.
Right.
And after that, Ann said, we're going to hire Rita to work with the kids. I said, I ain't working with no kids. Nope. I got four kids at home all day, every day. I ain't working with no children. And Juba, I've been doing it ever since.
and it was history. So, yeah, you're right. So at the time that you guys came to Zion, in 99, I want to say, Reverend Sister Jackson had just ended there. 32 era in October of 1998. So yes, Zion was definitely in a transition at that time, and it wasn't for the bad. I mean, that transition was a transition of growth at that time, because between 1999 and 2001, before the wing was added, where the old church used to sit, I mean, you had to go to Sunday school just to get a seat in church.
Yes,
you
did.
You had to go to Sunday school because the church was packed. They were putting chairs down the aisle, down in the foyer. I mean, it was even some Sundays people would come to church and have to leave because there was absolutely nowhere to sit. So, yeah, that was definitely during the church.
That show is the truth. That is the truth, yep.
So
oh
when you
goodness.
Say I was there for it. All people be like, I'm like, I was there, so I saw what happened. So,
yeah. You were there before I was there. So how long?
I was.
How long were you in Zion? Like,
well, honestly, we were all born in that church.
Wow. Okay.
Myself, Tish, the magistrates, my brothers, my cousins, Tayron and I. We were all born into that church, so that was our foundation.
The foundation,
and to this day,
yes.
That's still our foundation.
Yes, the foundation. Man, and I love it. I love it there. Like, it was so very welcoming. Zion Baptist Church was so very welcoming. They welcomed me and my boys. Here I come with all these little kids. And I promise you, before we joined Zion, I grew up in church. My dad was a preacher, so I grew up in church. I was at Concord at the time. Well, I was born in Chicago, and then I grew up in California. And so when we moved to Texas, I was like 11 years old. I was a kid. So I'm 56 now, so I'm old. But I moved to Texas at 11 years old, and so I joined Concord. So I had been a member of Concord from 11 up until, until I got married, until Bruce and I got married. And so when we got married, we had not yet settled on a church home. And so it was so odd for me because I had been out of a church, and I was really itching to go back to church. But I didn't have any church. I had one dress, June, but it was a green dress. And Bruce was playing for you guys every third Sunday. And that was the only time we came to church. And every third Sunday, I wore that same green dress.
And that's how it was.
For a while, and then finally I had to, slowly but surely, give me some more dresses and whatnot. And I kid you not, being a member of, it's been some good times. And like every church had their struggles and whatnot too. But still, like you said, it was mainly a transition of growth. And so I think all churches go through that period so very often of, it seems like God is tilling the ground and turning it over again, For more growth. Yeah. And so, man, and you were very, very active at Zion. Okay, so did I get it right? What all did you do at Zion?
Okay, so let's start from the top. So, again, I was born into that church,
Yes.
Let's start with December of 1988. I was only 2 months old, and wow. This is just a story that I've heard. And I played Baby Jesus in the Christmas play of 1988. I was only 2 months old, and I believe, just from the stories I've heard, Tracy Matthews played my mama. I guess she played Mary, Jesus' mom.
Okay, come on, Mary.
And, just from the story that my grandmother, you know, Sister Lucky, if y'all remember Sister Lucky, tells me, she told me that my other grandma that was there was having a fit because she thought Tracy Matthews was going to drop me because I was just an infant or whatnot.
Oh, wow.
So that's just a, you know, sideline story that I've always heard. Fast forward on that year, you know, we had, I sang in the Voices of Zion, which was the children's choir. Of course, and then there was the Jackson Voices as well, and then there I was on the Junior Usher board. I participated heavily in Sunday school. Heavily on the drill team, and then we became more of a step team later on. I participated in the Sunday School BTU Congress with the True Fellowship District. I also was a part of the Youth for Christ Choir with the Oak Cliff Ministers Union. I was just heavy in church, period, as a kid. And then a lot of people don't know. And a lot of people are asking now, like, well, how did you grow up Baptist but then, you know, end up in the Church of God in Christ? And I'm like, okay, well, the story behind that is that, you know, my grandparents, you know, even my mama, the Luckies, of course, you know, we went to Zion with them. But then on my dad's side was my grandparents, you know, they are Kojic, well, Church of God in Christ.
Okay.
And so we would go to Zion in the morning in Rowlett and then go to Church of Pilgrim in the evening time. So I had both the best worlds growing up. So
best of both worlds. It really is.
Right. I went from the Baptist church singing "Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah" to the Cody church singing, you know, the upbeat fast, and, you know. That's where I got my tambourine skills from, the Church of God in Christ.
When I talk about some tambourine, y'all ain't never seen no tambourine skills, baby. Listen, y'all ain't never seen no tambourine skills. Because I started playing tambourines when I was at Concord, and, you know, most people came to Concord, they're like, wait, they got tambourines at the Baptist church? We sure did. Like when Pastor Bailey was there, we did them tambourines.
So
I love it. So let me ask you, because man, that's a lot. I love it though. And at this time of turning away, what keeps you connected to being to the Lord and still being in church?
You know, I have to keep my mind focused. You know, I have to keep a focused mind. On everything that I do, you know, especially with the work that I do now, you know, I've always had the heart of serving people. I've always been, Greg, can you do this? Or call Greg, he'll do it. Maybe he'll do it, but you got to pay him, no. But listen.
Come on now.
But it's like, you know, I feel like I've become the person in DFW, I'm not bragging or nothing like that. I feel like I'm a person that in DFW that has grown here, where people can be like, I need this done. Who do you know? Here you go. Kyle.
Yeah.
I talked to you. And, you know, I have met so many great people along the way, you know. And with that, you know, it's taught me how to build my character. You know what I'm saying? It's taught me character building. And, you know, I've had my heated moments, I will say that. But in those heated moments, it's like people are saying, God has put you here for a reason. God has put you in this place for a reason. God has put you here because he knows he can trust you. He knows you can handle it. You know what I'm saying? So don't let the whisperers get in your ear.
Yes, Lord, the whisperers, honey.
Don't let them, because the whisperers are the ones that can distract you.
Yes. So, and that's their job to distract
you.
Right.
It's the job of the whisperer to distract you versus focusing on the goal that God has set in place for you.
it's our job to do what James said. You know, draw nigh to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. He didn't tell us to fight the devil. He said resist.
Right.
Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Yeah. Yes, and he will do that. You know, you meet somebody who come to you and talking to you crazy, whatever. You notice if you turn around and walk away, they stand there talking to themselves. You know.
Right.
But yeah.
And honestly, that makes them even more mad.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So before we go into what you're doing now, I got one more question about you being a youngster growing up in the church. What is one of your favorite memories about being a kid in the church?
Oh, my gosh, Rita, why would you ask me that? God, dog.
I know there's so many. I know there's a bit.
You know, I have to shout out to my cousin, Tayron Lockett, you know, because he and I, even though he's in California, he and I, he still calls me. We still talk about, you know, the good old days. And one thing that we talk about the most is just the strong foundation of the youth department that we had. I mean, we grew up together. We grew up. I mean, we was family. It was like
yes.
One didn't go anywhere without the other.
Yes.
when we went to those, you know, congresses and Youth for Christ, and when they saw that white bus from Raleigh pull up with three or four cars behind, they knew Raleigh, Texas was in the house, because we were one of the only churches in these organizations that was like way out of Raleigh. You know, Reverend Jackson didn't play. We were heavily active. We were, you know, we were one of the flagship churches, you know,
and with Zion,
we were one of the flagship churches. And so with that, you know, that was one of my greatest memories, because within that, you know, to this day, I'm still friends with a lot of people, not just as I am, but those that I grew up with, you know, in the True Fellowship district, you know, before we got away from that. And this, and when, you know, I see something come through the funeral home, you know, I'm out working a funeral, they say, that's the boy from Vine. That's Joe Bud from Vine. Like, well, what you doing, you know? And so it's just a big reunion.
Right.
We hug, we take pictures, we connect on, you know, social media, and that said, it just says a lot about our upbringing and our history.
It does. It says a whole lot about it. Listen, everybody, if you're just waking up and tuning in, we're speaking with one of my favorite people in the whole DFW. I call him Junebug, Brother Gregory McGill. And, y'all, he's doing some great things right now. We just had to go down memory lane a little bit, because about when I met Junebug at Zion Baptist Church. I'm still at Zion Baptist Church, but, you know, God moves people to where they need to, where he wants them to be, you know, after they have served well, where he told them to serve. He'll say, okay, I need to put you over here because I got some work that you got to do over here. So now tell the people, and hey, if you guys want to tune in, you can dial it right now to 515-605-9888. Y'all heard my co-host. That's what she told y'all.
I love her.
Y'all go ahead and do that. Okay, Jimba, now let's talk about what we're doing right now. Now, what church congregation are you a member of right now?
So right now, I am a member of the River of Life Church in DeSoto, Texas. Shout out to my pastor, D. Bishop Robert L. Nichols, Jr., 335 South Park Drive, 10 o'clock every Sunday morning. I've been there for 3 years now, and I ended up there by, I'm going to say it was God's will, because I went as a visitor.
I went as a visitor.
You know, during the pandemic, pandemic was still kind of strong in 2021. So it was around January 2021. I was like, I'm ready to go back to church. Like, I can't do this online stuff. So Bishop Nichols, my pastor now, he was at the funeral home where I work at Golden Gate. And I just spoke to him, and I said, y'all still having church? And he was like, yeah, come on, visit us one Sunday. So I waited about 3 or 4 weeks before I went. And I went one Sunday, and, you know, the energy was there. You know, people my age was there, and, you know, spirit was high. And I was like, okay. So, you know, at the time I was still a member of Greater Alberta Church of God in Clemson Garland. So I was kind of, you know, back and forth. And I was like, okay. So then once the Lord spoke to me, and I was like, okay, I think this is where I want to be. You know, I feel a difference here. Not that I didn't in my great Alberta. So, you know, with the permission of my current pastor at the time, Superintendent McCrary, I was like, you know, I just feel like something is there. So with his blessing, you know, I was able to, you know, move on, which, you know, when you do stuff like that in order, you never leave bad blood, you know,
that's,
from the previous
life. You have to. You have to.
Right.
That's how God ordained
it. Right, and I'm
still
going to go visit them sometimes, you know, support whatever.
Yes.
So fast forward, you know, I become a member of River of Life. I'm kind of shy, kind of just kind of sitting back, you know, observing as a member.
Uh-huh.
And then I do a program for his anniversary. And when I did that program for his anniversary, that just shifted a whole lot for me.
Wow.
So then I got pulled into the Texas East jurisdiction as the public relations director, doing flyers and doing marketing, things like that. Then I became the youth coordinator for...
Let's talk about that. The Texas East Ecclesiastical Jurisdiction of the Church of God in Christ, Inc. Can y'all say that three times? Okay. So, yeah.
You're not getting tongue twisted.
So tell the listeners what is that? The Texas East Ecclesiastical Jurisdiction of the Church of God of Christ Incorporated. Tell us about it.
Yes, ma'am. So basically, the Texas East Ecclesiastical Jurisdiction is an organization within the Church of God in Christ. So basically, if you're familiar with the Church of God in Christ, even in the Baptist Church, you know, you have your national, you have the National Baptist Convention. You have the National Church of God in Christ. And so under those realms, you have the state levels. So the Texas East Jurisdiction is a state-level organization of the national church.
Right. So, exactly.
So the jurisdiction is correlated of about, we have about 12 districts. Within our jurisdiction. So, and then the districts have their local churches, and they're kind of like when we were in True Fellowship District. It's just certain levels of the church.
Yes.
So the Texas jurisdiction is a state level of the church.
Yes. Right,
yes.
Right, exactly. Yep.
Shout
and
out
then,
to my
Bishop
Robin Nicholson Sr.
Yes. So now let's talk about, I know they have an event coming up, a very special event coming up, and which you are coordinating. Can you please tell us about that?
So I have been appointed this year as the my convention coordinator, which people saying, what is a my convention? So the my convention is the music department and the youth department of our jurisdiction that comes together every year. And we have, you know, a two-day convention where we bring in speakers, you know, the youth choir, goes forth, the youth goes forth, the music department goes forth, and Rita, if you know, I was a part of both growing up, so that's just my life.
Right.
And so, and so I was asked to be the coordinator this year for the event. So my convention stands for Music and Youth. So you put those acronyms together, it spells the word my, because we named it the My Convention. It's taking place May 17th and May 18th. So on May 17th, it's going to be a kickoff musical. I mean, and I don't care what denomination you're in, you're going to have a musical. You have a musical.
Oh, yeah.
So that Friday night at 7:30, we'll kick it off with our musical that's going to be sponsored by our music department. Shout out to Elder Brandon Hargrove, who is our music department president for the jurisdiction. And then that night after, that same night after the services, we have what's called a sneaker ball. That's for the youth department to do like a little meet and greet.
That's
They come together. They do that little sneaker ball. You know, they, you know, get to play little games, you know, eat little food, you know, just kind of get to know each other before dismissing for the evening. And so that takes place Friday, May 17th. And then that Saturday morning, that Saturday morning, it seems like a lot going on, but it's worth it.
Saturday morning
at 8:30, we're having what's called our youth leadership breakfast, where the youth department, we come together. We have like a prayer breakfast, if y'all remember the old school prayer breakfast back in the day that we used to have. Right. And so, but it's called the youth leadership breakfast. You may want to change it up a little bit. That's at 8:30, and our speaker for that event is Superintendent Andrew Jackson, who is the youth department of the Southern Central Region of the Church of God in Christ. So,
oh, wow.
Awesome man of God. Yeah, so awesome man of God, very intact and very in tune with the youth department of the church. And then following that at 11 o'clock, we're going to try to start on time because sometimes the breakfast can carry over. But at 11 o'clock, it's going to be the youth day service, the actual youth day service, where the youth choir is going to sing. You know, we're going to have praise dances, you know, a youth service. You know, we've gotten away from the youth services. And so our speakers.
Yes, Junebug, I'm so glad you're saying that because, we've gotten away from having youth services, and we need to bring those back.
We have gotten away from it, so I'm glad that we're able to do something like this. And so our speaker for that hour, again, it's the same day on May 18th, is my good friend out of Waco. His name is Elder Lamar Lee, and he is the youth president for his jurisdiction down in Waco, Texas Covenant. He's about 25 years old, you know, powerful preacher. I'm 25 years old, you know, bringing the house down. So he's supposed to be bringing his youth from the Waco area. So we are just looking to fellowship with everybody. And then at 5 o'clock, it's going to be the, you know, the conclusion of the whole matter. At 5 o'clock, we're going to have the My Convention service, the evening, where it's the music and youth department coming back together as one and just going forth. And our speaker for that 5 o'clock hour is none other than Pastor Cedric Dion Beard, who is the pastor of the Griggs Chapel Baptist Church, and he is a powerful preacher, powerful musician, powerful songster.
I'm familiar with him,
right, we want to keep him in prayer. We definitely keep him in prayer. He's burying his grandfather today, so just want to put that out there.
Oh, okay. Definitely keep him in our prayer.
Right, and this is all taking place at Christ Holy Temple, Church of God in Christ, and our jurisdictional bishop is hosting this. He's allowing his church to host us this year because normally we would be in Tyler. Normally we have this convention down in Tyler, Texas, because our jurisdiction is so widespread. And so they didn't want to bring it to Dallas this year. So bringing it to Dallas and then asking me to be a coordinator, I was like, oh, I got to put my best foot forward. Like,
I have no doubt that you are going to be putting your best. Okay, let me ask you this, just in case people want to know. And once again, everybody, this link will be posted on my Facebook page, almost all my Facebook pages. So if you want any information regarding this wonderful, wonderful dynamic event, you'll be able to listen to it. But so is there any cost to any portion of this event?
So there is a cost. So the My Convention, so the not the My Convention, the let's go back. The sneaker ball, it's a $5 donation. It's a $5 donation.
Okay.
Again, that's for the youth. And then the then the leadership breakfast, it's a $10 donation. It's a $10 donation. And I'm so sorry, I forgot about the youth funding activity that we do. I completely got ahead of myself. We take the youth to a different venue every year, you know, have fun after the youth service. And this year we're going to Bowl Lounge. It's a bowling alley. I've never been. My youth chair lady, shout out to my youth chair lady Askew, she found this event. I mean, she found this venue. It's over, I guess, a little bit out. I think it's more uptown, I want to say. Don't quote me on it. I've never been. But that, to go to that, it's $20. But other than that, there's no major, you know, cost.
Oh, no, that's nothing. Listen, people spend more money on coffee than that, than what you just mentioned. So that,
I go to Cheddar's and spend $40 on myself.
Okay, come on. Come on, somebody. Let's be honest.
Let's be honest.
Okay, listen, everybody. If you're just waking up and tuning in, once again, we're speaking with my homie, my friend, my brother in Christ. I call him Junebug, Brother Gregory McGill. And he is telling us about this wonderful event that they have going on for the Texas East Ecclesiastical Jurisdiction of the Church of God in Christ. And it's a wonderful event happening May 17th and 18th. And so, once again, I'm going to put – we'll make sure all that information is listed on my Facebook page so that you will be able to attend. You guys, listen, this is for our youth. Let's get back to getting our youth back together again. Listen, the pandemic is over. Diseases will never go away. God promised that in these last days we will have diseases, we will have wars, we will have rumors of wars, we will have all kinds of things going on. There will be a great turning away. However, that does not mean that God's people are supposed to lay down and just let things happen. We are supposed to be on our job. We're supposed to be still making disciples. We are still supposed to be encouraging each other, encouraging our young people, and planting the seed. The Holy Spirit will water the seed. And guess what? We are still supposed to be winning souls for Christ. The purpose of ministry is to direct people to the cross, no matter which denomination you are affiliated with. Baptist, Methodist,
right.
Church of God in Christ, Pentecostal, the purpose of ministry is to direct people to the cross. That's our job, and we cannot lay down on our job in whatever capacity God has called you to be a part of. And whichever congregation God has called you to be a member of, we are still many members, but still one body that has never, ever changed. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Sorry, I didn't mean to preach there, but that, you know, I just want to make sure that
it's okay.
Yeah.
Let me interject. Youth choir, they're actually next Saturday, we'll be having a rehearsal. The youth choir, we'll be having a rehearsal next Saturday, and I'll send you that information as well. And again,
yes, please.
It's a Church of God in Christ thing, but we are opening the doors to everybody. And we're not keeping it closed in to just us. You know, I've invited, you know, some other churches that I know, non-denomination, Baptists, and they're all on board with it. So I just thought I'd throw that out there too. So I'm gonna send you that information too.
Yes, please. Oh, I love it. I am absolutely, absolutely, positively loving it. You know, I love working with young people anyway, and I just love how I see, especially the ones who grew up in Zion. And I see things that they're doing, I like what you're doing. And then we're going to talk about your new career in just a second. But you, Tehran, traveling the world, doing only with the gift God gave them, just playing the drums, you know, not trying to be more than what God called him to do. Tehran is using the gift God gave him. And not only that, I'm thankful and I'm grateful for people like him. And I'm going to go ahead and say this. You, Tehran, Ruben Lael, I thank God for people like you guys because you guys are not afraid to reach back and help some of the other ones, pull some of the younger ones up to help them also to reach their goal. Tehran has given my son drum lessons, like, in the past. Like, I call him, he has never been the kind of person, because every time I see him, I'm like, oh, yeah, we got a celebrity in the house. And he's like, I am not a celebrity. I am from Zion Baptist Church.
And that's it.
I love it. And no matter how far and wide he has been, he still has not forgotten his roots, and he's not afraid to reach back, reach down to help someone else. BJ, you know, that's my son, the one who plays the drums. And a lot of people don't know, BJ has autism. And he has autism. You know, he's autistic. But yet and still, you know, most people with autism, they can't stand loud noises. But God has blessed BJ out of all the instruments in all of the land. He plays drums. Tehran, he was watching Tehran. He was sitting, you know, when the drums were up there on the platform, he was sitting there watching Tehran. And now he plays. And now he's playing at New Hope Baptist Church over in Roy City. That's where he plays at now.
Okay, Roy City. Okay.
Yes. And I remember Ruben did a workshop at New Hope in Roy City, and he let BJ play the drum for his workshop. And that's something, when I see you guys reaching back and reaching down and helping the younger crew, that's something that I never, ever, ever forget. And so anytime you guys have something to go on, you know, I'm helping to promote. I'm going to give you guys a shout-out. because there are so many people who are gatekeeping, you know. It's like they don't mind you excelling as long as you don't do better than they are. You know, I just, and I'm like, you know, the Bible teaches us your gift will make room for you and bring you before great men. Then so that means there's room for everybody, at all at the same time. And so, but I'm gonna go. So you have right now, you are in a very interesting career. You work for Golden Gate Funeral Home. How did you get started with that?
Oh wow, let's go back. Well, aside of all my church business and growing, that's something that I always wanted to do as a kid. That was, it was like,
wow.
So, it was so mesmerizing to me as a kid. Funerals.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
But if, let's go ahead. You know, fast forward to 2018, I want to say.
Okay.
I was like, okay, this is what I want to do. This, let me check it out. I say I want to do it, but if not, I'm okay. So I stepped into Golden Gate Funeral Home. Matter of fact, February 4th of 2018. And I was as a ride along, and that's just, you go in to see if you really, if that's something that you really want to do. And I worked my first funeral February 4th of 2018, you know, with Golden Gate Funeral Home. And matter of fact, we're at Antioch Baptist Church over here on Hampton Road, just right up the street.
Yeah.
That was my first funeral. And so the pastor calls and was like, who was the young man that worked the services? This is my first ever service. And, you know, he just joined us, whatever. He's like, well, he was awesome. He was fantastic. I like him. I like his style. He had so much charisma. You know, it was my first day on the job. And, you know, to get a compliment like that from one of the biggest churches in Dallas, So I've been at Golden Gate Funeral Home now for over 6 years. I work in the media department. That's not my only, that's my main job, but I'm very well trained within that funeral home to do whatever it is that needs to be done. Even like I took off today. I mean, I needed some rest. I'm not going to lie. So it's like, everybody's like, oh, you took off today? I'm like, yeah, I need the rest. Like, I've done my due diligence this week and last 2 years, you know. I can take a day off every now and then, but I absolutely love it. I love serving the people. You know, and again, with that job, I have met, you know, so many people along the way. You know, and it builds so much connection, because I won't lie to you guys. I'm very transparent. You know, we have what's called repeated families, and you know that's if somebody, you know, loved one passes away, they instantly know that they're coming to our funeral home, Golden Gate Funeral Home.
Yes.
And if this certain family has worked with you, they're gonna come up there and ask for you.
Yes.
And it's gonna be, I don't want nobody. If it's this person, this is who I want to work with. If it's this person, if Greg's still here, this is who I want, you know. And it bothered me a little bit in the beginning, but then it made me realize they can trust me. And that's how it should be with anywhere you are. People should be able to just trust you with whatever. And And so, you know, in this tenure of time that I've been at Golden Gate, like I said, I have built relationships. I mean, families will invite me to their barbecue cookouts. They have brought me gift bags. Yeah. They have sent me tips treats. I love tips treats, just a side note. I walk into my desk, I have a nothing but cake. I have walked into edible ranges.
When you get invited to the barbecue, that's it right there. When you invite it to the cookout, that's when you know that you're in.
You know, I've had family to, you know, reach out to me on social media. I just want to stay connected with you. I appreciate you so much. You know, families have brought me, you know, cards back, and I open it up, and something falls out of that card, and I'm like, whoa. And at first I was I don't want to feel like I'm taking from these. You know what I'm saying? These families are at their most vulnerable points. I don't want to feel like I'm taking advantage of, like, I don't want all of this stuff. But then somebody was like,
but when you've done a great service and at that particular state, there's so much going on, and all you need is for somebody to understand what you're going through and to help you. You know, like you have a person in the family who's really kind of coordinated everything, but they really need somebody to coordinate it for them. And when you can do that and you've done a great job, that's the time is, like, irreplaceable. Yeah.
Right. And it's been times where, really, and I'm not lying, it's been times where I've gone out to eat, and I'll be so incognito. I know somebody is going to see me. And my best friend comes down from Chicago, and, you know, every time he comes down, we go eat somewhere. And I'm like, friend, I'm probably going to see somebody that I know from the funeral home somewhere. Somebody's going to see me. And it's not, I'm not saying I'm this great grand person. I'm not. It's just Dallas is just smaller than what people think it is. So you go run into people. So we're sitting out to eat one day. So we're sitting out to eat. I believe we were at Papa Do's, because I don't think they have a Papa Do's in Chicago. That's where he's from, like you.
Uh-huh.
And we go to Papa Do's one Sunday. He's here visiting, and I see a family that I service. You know, I spoke to him, waved at him, gave him hugs, whatever. And I went on about, on my table, and then all of a sudden, me and my best friend, we ordered some food and, whatever, whatever. And then we asked for the check, and it was like, oh, no, the table over there took care of you. You and your friend.
What? See?
And we know Papa Do's ain't cheap.
No, they ain't cheap.
It's not. And so I said, what? He said, the same level, because they had got up and left. They had got up and left, and they was like, I said, God bless you, good seeing y'all. Not knowing that they had already paid for our table.
Listen, God knows how to show you that, your work is not in vain.
Right.
Your work is not in vain. And I hear people say all the time, especially nowadays, that, I ain't got no friends. I don't need friends. Friends can't be trusted. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to say this. God has blessed me with some amazing friends.
Right.
Amazing friends. Everybody who I grew up with at Zion, who I spent these number of years at Zion, from Zion, Concord, all the places I've been to, even places like here just within the city of Dallas, And listen, I ain't going to lie. My mother is more, she is the person that I could walk anywhere with her and get into any door. Now, people say, she's the one.
Everybody knows.
When I walk in with her, when you get somebody who escorts the President of the United States in, and then she carries the Olympic torch, and she could go to the City Hall anytime, and they already know, or take her to the mayor's office. And I'm like, they'd be like, if people are dying, they'd be like, Mr. You go everywhere. I'm like, that's my mom. That's at the Pemberton, baby. If I'm walking with her, I can get anywhere. You walk with me, I can get you into Zion. But my mama can get you into anywhere.
I can get you anywhere.
Baby.
That's the same.
We went to Austin, Texas for an inauguration because one of her friends was being inaugurated as one of the state representatives. We go to Austin, Texas. We walk in the front door. And people are saying, hey, Miss P, hi, Miss P, hi, Miss P. And I'm like, I don't even know my mom. And then we go up to the person's office. They have their family there. They have told, all these people there, right, to see them be inaugurated. And the lady decides she's going to walk in from the office, right? Because my mom's like, hey, let's be downstairs so you can be sworn in. She said, no, I'm just going to watch it from here. My mama said, no, you're not. You're going to put your shoes back on and put your jacket on. You're going to go back down on that float, and you're going to raise your right hand, and they're going to watch you inaugurate this. Wait, and then she said, yes, ma'am. So she put herself back on with us. I said, my mama said, that's awesome.
And that's probably the respect that she had for your mama. Be like, for your mama, like, and she, okay, I got to the center, so let me go on down here. That had a great spirit.
Yes, you so right about it. I said, Lord, I'm going to be like her when I grow up. All right, so.
Get you together. Ain't nobody can say nothing else about it.
Okay. Okay, once again, everybody, we've been talking to my friend, Junebug. Okay, now, look, I got to throw this plug in real quick, Junebug. Okay, so now listen, everybody. Now, you've been asking. Yes, I am doing a stage play. December 14th, remember, it's called Those Christians Over There. Now, let me tell you about my place, because I know some people already know. But no, I am not bashing a Christian. I'm a Christian myself. But sometimes it's a view of why other people can see, people who are not Christians see some Christians as being mean, very mean, being very, very stringent, hypocritical at times. And so this kind of serve review and just reminding us how we are supposed to see each other with love, with the love that Christ has, even when it comes to correcting each other, right? We are supposed to do it in the spirit of love, okay? And so if you guys want, the tickets are on sale now. It's only $10, and or VIP tickets are $20 if you want to do that. So, yes, we are doing a play, and it's called Those Christians Over There, and I think you will enjoy it. So if you guys want to be part of the information, I'll have it on my Facebook page. You can DM me or whatever, anything like that. So just let me know. We have sponsorship packages available also if you're a small business or know of a small business who would like to have sponsored this event. We are not getting paid. Nobody's getting paid, but we are just doing this. And this is God has given me the ability to write 3 stage plays, a movie script, a TV series, and all that kind of stuff. And now we're going to put them into action. So if you're interested in being a part of that, let me know. Once again, I'll have that information available. Okay, again, we'll be talking to my good friend, Junebug. Okay, Junebug, what can we expect before we close out the show? What can we expect from Gregor McGill in 2024, for the rest of 2024?
Well, you know, it's a lot. I won't say it's a lot to expect, because then y'all going to start looking for it. just look for me to be me, you know.
Yes.
I'm very approachable. Sometimes people say I don't look like I'm an approachable person, because a lot of times if I'm focused on something, I'm focused on it, and I have people outside,
yes,
I be want to come see, but you just look like you just, I'll be like, just come say something. I'm going to say, hey, what's going on? I like making those connections.
Oh, yeah, he's very approachable. I have never known him to not be approachable.
Like,
yeah, go say hi.
Right.
Just go say hi, y'all. Go say hi.
Yeah, just go say something. As of last night, I was appointed to the vice president of our youth department.
Come on.
And so, you
and
know,
we
that,
congratulations. Very well deserved. And I know you're going to do them really proud.
And so I appreciate that. So, you know,
yes.
I just want to stay humble. I just want to remain in my humble self. I don't want, you
right.
know, the titles or the positions or the roles to make my head big. I mean, because,
right.
you know, that's just not me. I just want to remain humble.
Yeah.
You know, and continue to serve the people of God, continue to do what I'm doing just at a different level.
Yeah.
Even though
yeah.
I'm going to be, like you said, you've been knowing me since I was 11.
Yes.
I think I was 10 or 11. And, you know, I'll be 36 this year. So yeah, you
wow.
don't you had a hand in it. You had a hand in raising me. You know,
man.
When I'm always trying to follow her, so you brought her. You will pick us all up. And, you know, to follow her. So, and you know,
and
I remember you.
I enjoyed every minute of it. I enjoyed
right,
every minute as much as I told
mom.
Him. I'm like, I ain't gonna work with no kids. I got 4 kids at home. I wasn't gonna do
right.
it. And once I started, I'm still doing it. Like people like
right.
Donovan, who is now
yes.
now a musician.
Yes.
You know,
stay in touch a lot.
Man, we're working on putting out a project right now, Junebug,
okay.
and 23 songs, right? And I think you were there when we did "I Call on Jesus." I don't know if you know that. That's a song I wrote. And
oh
we're just
yeah.
now. We started recording that song. That's going to be the first one we release. We're going to release that sometime this year. And Donovan, when I tell you, he created the music to the song. I'm like, Donovan, you better go.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was one of our rocking songs right there. Yeah, I remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
yeah. Yes, like I was saying, you know, I remember, you know, how, you know, like I said, when our parents couldn't bring us to choir rehearsal, you know, so I'm still be at work, you had no problem. I remember you and my mama built such a relationship.
Yes.
you know?
Yes.
And so I was like, how did my mama and Rita, of all people, just become like, really?
Yeah.
I was like, this is so cool.
Yeah.
I love it, though. And then I was like, okay, because I think
yeah.
my mama would do your hair sometimes or vice versa.
Yeah.
Whichever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, like I said, that it just comes with the territory. If I, you know what I'm saying, expect me to still remain humble, you know, in my place, in my position. I'll be traveling to the National AIM Convention in June.
Okay.
I really was in ministry because, you know, we get to take workshops. Like I said, I'm not too old, I'm not too young to still grow myself to help the ministry grow. So if I can be empowered by those that are in a higher position than me, then, hey, I'm going to take all the education, all the knowledge that I can get to help build my, you know, the state level that I'm on.
Right. That's right. And then, okay, so, and man, we got like 5 minutes left. So who would you like to give a shout out to? Is there anybody you want to give a shout out to before we close out?
Okay. Well, let me give a shout out to all my family. You know, them Luckies, the McGill, Fat Ass, you know, the Farmersville crew. No, have to give a shout out to ZBC because that's where it all. If y'all did a documentary on me, trust me, we going to Zion first. so definitely got to give a shout out to ZBC, you know, the strongest youth department that I feel like ever walked this earth. You know, shout out to Golden Gate Funeral Home. Shout out to my church, River of Life. Shout out to Texas East. Shout out to you and Rita, Mama Rita, Miss Rita, Cutting Rita. You know, you just, you
that's
Rita,
right.
there was never a formality with you. You was just Rita. And we didn't get
that's
in trouble for saying Rita or whatnot. You was just Rita.
Nope.
You just,
I'm just
came
Rita.
In. Right. And so my brothers, of course, just to everybody, to shout out to the listeners that are listening. I don't know if you live or another town from, but shout out to all the listeners, y'all. Continue to support Rita in this endeavor, y'all. Because I remember doing this about 10 years ago, and I coordinated the choir workshop at Greater El Bethel. We were on the radio, so here we are 10 years later. Here we are about 10 years later. So just shout out to all the listeners. Continue to support Rita, you know, and let's just go higher, you know. Like you said, pandemic is over. It's time to get back to work, you know.
That's right. Let's get back to work. Let's continue to let our light shine. That's what the Bible teaches us. If you notice, the Bible does not say, let your son, a lot of people say, I'm doing this for the Lord. I'm just going to do it as long as the Lord. The Bible didn't say, let your light shine before the Lord. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. God already sees you. He said, let the men see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Sometimes we get it backwards. We want God to see our works and let the men glorify us. But we are supposed to let the men see our works so they can glorify our Father in heaven. So let's continue. Junebug, let me encourage you. You keep letting your light shine as well, because I'm telling you, I've been watching. I've just been so proud of you, like very, very proud. And everybody out there, there's going to be different doctrines coming along. You know, God, you know, the Bible taught us that, you know, we're to expect the false prophets, false doctrines, but we just need to stay focused. It's not our job to argue with everybody over which Bible is a true Bible and which doctrine is a true doctrine. God did not call us to argue about that. God called us to save souls, to let our light shine. If our light is shining, you don't have to argue at all because your light is shining. And also, let me say this one last thing. For all the churches out there, you know, that's doing the work of God, God bless you. We don't have to worry about, you know, worrying about all the gimmicks and stuff, trying to make it seem more, you know, to bring the young people, you know, to bring in the songs that sound more like the songs you hear on the radio. I'm gonna give you just a quick example, just really, really fast. If I eat chicken all day, every day, and now I'm ready for some fish, and I go to a fish place and they say, you know what, we just went out of fish, but we got some chicken. Well, you know what? If people are in the world, they are in the world. They listen to that music all the time. They do all the kind of stuff that the world do all the time. And when they come to the church, it's because they're ready for something different. Let's show them something different. So it's not our job to conform to the world. But remember, Christ said if we just lift him up, he'll draw all men unto him. So let's just continue to lift up Christ. Junebug, congratulations again, Mr. Vice President. And also for being coordinator for the My Convention. And please send me all that information so I can upload it, everybody. I will be uploading it. I will be promoting it. And y'all, let's pack it out. Let's do this thing. We can do this. I know we can.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, and so, hey, everybody, our time is up. Thank you, Doombug, for coming. Thank you for joining me early this morning.
It's all good.
I appreciate you coming. So, y'all, listen, we are going to we're going to call it a day right now. Enjoy the rest of your day. Remember, tomorrow is Sunday. Go to church tomorrow. Go to Sunday school. Enjoy your service. Don't forget to pay your tithes now. And, listen, we'll see you back here next Saturday, 10 o'clock a.m., right here in Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe on KTCNRadio.com. Thank y'all so much for joining us, and we'll see y'all next week. Ooh, ooh. Don't forget, get your blessings. Yeah, God bless you. Y'all, we'll see y'all next week. Have a good day. Junebug, I love you, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
All right, y'all.
Yes,
take care, everybody. I said, hey.
All right.